This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. God, without your wisdom, we would be speechless. Without your peace, we would be heartless. Without your presence, we would be graceless. So give to us your wisdom, your peace, your presence. Amen. Good morning. We have often heard people say to us, well, she wrote the book on that one, or he wrote the book on that one. It's a phrase that we use when we recognize a voice and a person who has authority. And it is that authority that comes out about Jesus in our gospel today. Authority. We can imagine what was going on. Those of us who have been blessed with going to the Holy Land, you will remember that the synagogue where Jesus teaches today is just down the block from the house of Peter and Peter's mother-in-law. So we can imagine that there was some connection with Jesus getting the gig at the synagogue because of Peter's connection or Peter's mother-in-law's connection. So there was something that was going on there. Now, here we have Jesus. We don't know what he said, but we know that he was immediately paid attention to. Because as Mark tells us, he spoke with authority, genuineness. When I was in seminary, we would pray the Psalms every day, and the version of the Psalms that we had for one of the common ones was Psalm 50. And the translation of Psalm 50, verse 9, that we had in that particular translation was, I will take no bull from you. And it was a line that would be quoted at many times during my seminary career, sometimes directed at me, sometimes I was the one saying it to someone else. But it calls us to this reality that Jesus, who matched his deeds with his words, is one who teaches with total authority. I ran across this quote from Henry Nouwen, and it goes like this. The most important question for me is not how do I touch people, but how do I live the word I am speaking? In Jesus, no division existed between his words and his actions, between what he said and what he did. Jesus' words were his action. His words were events. They not only spoke about changes, cures, new life, but they actually created them. In this sense, Jesus is truly the Word made flesh. In that Word, all is created, and by that Word, all is recreated. It is this matching of words and deeds that the gospel calls us to. You remember the story of Aristotle, who had this theory that if you took something that weighed 100 pounds and something that weighed 1 pound and dropped them off of a building, that the heavier one is going to hit the ground before the lighter one. And everybody just believed it because he was the voice of authority. And when thousands of years later, Galileo actually does the experiment at the Leaning Tower of Pisa, and they both hit the ground at the same time, people still don't believe it. There are certain things that we cannot control about people's beliefs. I could not believe that I had a conversation with someone this week who still says that this whole pandemic is a hoax. And 426,000 lives later, and I get on my knees and I pray to God, how on earth or in heaven can I get this person to believe? And the answer comes back to me in terms of this gospel, is that the only thing I can do is continue to try to live the way of love like Jesus. And maybe that conversion will happen in people. It certainly doesn't happen if I call them nasty names. It certainly doesn't help if I do things that hurt. But perhaps if just a little bit more of the way of love can be there coming out of me, that can take place. Now, Jesus, in every way that he is today, makes it clear that he just not is going to be codependent with this person. We know from what happens here that it's like that old Bob Newhart video that many of us have watched over the years, where this person has all these crazy fears and paranoias, and he just says, just stop it. And there is a part of that that is really true with what Jesus is saying to us. This person has some crazy, crazy fear going on inside. It wasn't just like a crazy person had walked in off the street. Remember, this person is already in the synagogue. So what was going on with this person's unclean spirit had to be something that was a bit under the surface. And when Jesus is there, it brings it out. Remember, we are only in the 20th verse of the first chapter of Mark. Boy, has a lot happened in those first 19 verses. Mark, again, wants us to know the urgency of Jesus' ministry and correspondingly the urgency of us living authentic lives. I don't know the man. His name is Gerhard Frost. But he wrote a poem, and he calls it Loose Leaf. And I want to end with it today. When your options are either to revise your beliefs or to reject a person, look again. Any formula for living that is too cramped for the human situation cries for rethinking. Hardcover catechisms are a contradiction to our loose leaf lives. May we be willing to tear out those pages that aren't helping and to look to Jesus to match our words with our deeds. Amen.